I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Well, here we go.
Hi there.
It's that time.
I'm ready.
It's time for OMFG.
Seatbelts fastened.
How you doing, Em?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm happy to be here, I have to be honest.
Good.
We have a gentleman in named Kendall Morrison today.
Couldn't help but notice that he's a real looker.
Yeah. Cute.
So check out those photos.
Yeah, right. Head to the website, omfg.wolfpop.com. And by the way,
he's a looker.
Our handle is
at omfgpod
on Twitter and everywhere else.
All the other things.
So Kendall, you know, I was chatting with him and he had some very interesting ideas about kind of how millennials behave, communicate with each other. What it's like to try to actually sit in a room with maybe some strangers and connect.
Okay.
And I thought that was kind of an interesting...
Yeah, because I'm always assuming they just don't connect. They just text each other.
Well, I think, you know, that's kind of the thing. And I think that, like, we've kind of talked about dating and dating apps and how difficult that is for people in their 20s. It seems difficult from the guests we've had on. It's not like it's a wild success, you know.
No.
Nobody is like, oh, my God, I've
met the one.
Yeah, I've really, like, found love and yeah. I feel really connected with most of the people. Or, you know, it just seems like it's tough times out there.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of looking at it in a broader way. I mean, I was thinking about how when I was in middle school, I'm from Long Island, we went to the mall.
Oh, yes.
That's all that's what's up.
We went to the mall.
When we got into high school, we would go into the city. But all through middle school and probably freshman, sophomore year of high school, Roosevelt Field Mall, you know. Mm-hmm. I would have $5 to get there by bus, unless a parent took us, you know, but get there by bus, buy a slice of Sparrow's pizza and a soda, and then have like some change to make a call to get picked up.
Lucky if you had that change.
But like,
with the soaring prices of pizza.
You know, but that was like, you had to, like, I knew where the payphones were in town. There was one in the bowling alley. There was one over by the train station. We had a town that you could just, like, kind of walk around in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really, like, you met up with people at 7 o'clock somewhere, and they were there.
You had to be there at
and
that time.
And they were.
Yeah.
Or they weren't, and then, like, police were called.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there wasn't a lot of, like,
yeah,
other options.
I mean,
you know?
I remember how revelatory pagers were. Because you could actually send a message to somebody on a device they had on their being.
Right.
And that was like, you know, all it did was tell them to call you back. Right?
Totally.
Like, you just got a call back. But at least you could page someone and be like, hey,
yes,
I need your attention right now.
Or I'm sitting in the middle of this dance hall and you're not here when you said you would be. Like,
totally.
Are you alive? You know?
Probably not.
We have so much communication now. And do we feel any more connected? We will find out.
I don't know. So we had a very sweet person, listener, at That Shop Girl tweet at us saying, at OMFG Pod, what is this new slang TIFF? And can we talk about it? Hashtag confused, hashtag old, hashtag only 25. So, yes, we will try to crack this code today. We'll see if Kendall knows.
I mean, my thought of TIFF is like, isn't TIFF a file name that's like you have GIF
photo,
and TIFF? Isn't it like a photo file?
I thought
file
so,
name?
But maybe it means something else. Like, toots, I fancy fuck.
Oh, toots a fancy fuck. I think you probably nailed it, but
it
I guess we'll
that.
Find out.
Okay.
Let's
we'll
bring
him
in. Kendall?
OMFG!
Here he is.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
To OMFG. Thank you for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for bringing yourself and your looks.
I mean, I take them everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So. It's hard not to.
Yeah. It's my face.
Yeah.
Right.
And the rest of me too.
Oh, excuse yourself.
Pardon me.
So we were, you know, you and I had chatted briefly about kind of some larger ideas about communication with millennials right here and now. So what are you kind of thinking about in terms of, like, what do you experience when you're talking to a group of 20-somethings? Like, what goes on? What are you seeing out there in the field?
I see in the field.
Yeah.
During my studying, I see a lot of distraction.
Okay.
I see it. And it's not distraction that I feel just so happens to be. Like, a lot of people seek out distraction to use to avoid possible awkward situations.
Right.
Well, I mean, how many times have we had people talk about awkward here?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like awkward is like the scariest thing that could ever happen to
people
someone under 30.
People are so afraid of the awkwardness.
Like, life is awkward.
Life. It doesn't get less awkward.
You know, you're going to have someone in the hospital. That's going to be awkward. Like, yeah. There's things that go on every minute of every – you can't get close to somebody without going through awkward.
Farts are awkward.
Everything is awkward. Life is awkward.
Farts are awkward.
Yeah.
In addition to life.
I mean, it's
– they are life.
This fear of, like, trying to not hit an awkward patch, it seems like. Is that what's going on? Like, people are just steering clear of awkward at all costs? I mean –
I think so. I find it so interesting because I am a social person. Like, I really like putting myself out there and just getting to know people. It's one of my favorite aspects of just living is socializing with whomever and learning things. And I feel like so often people are afraid to take that step forward. And I think they're afraid of being awkward. And
yeah.
There's a chance for rejection when you put yourself out there.
Right.
And people do not like being rejected,
okay.
And they usually won't take that chance
but
more than once.
Nobody has ever liked being rejected.
Yeah, that's
in the history of time.
And yet we're always rejected, right? Like, life is about winning and losing.
I felt like I got rejected on the way upstairs here.
Really? Who
yeah.
rejected you?
There was these two people out in the front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are. Strangers.
Jerks.
Simple strangers, you know? And I smiled at them.
Oh.
And they didn't smile back.
Happens to me every day.
What the heck?
I thought that lady wants money.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that was like the look in my eye. But I was like, huh.
You know, and I realize I do that. And then when they don't smile back, my smile turns into this like weird grimace where I'm just like, like I'm doing this weird, just like I pinch my cheeks together.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And I just look like I look crazier than
right.
if I just kept my smile. But it's like they take it away from you.
How are they avoiding awkward?
I see a lot of people using cell phones
yeah.
At any chance they can. I recently went to an acting class, and it was our first day. And I walked in, and I saw a lot of people just in their own space on their phones, avoiding interaction
right.
until I'm assuming they'll be forced into it by the instructor. And
so there, you walk in, everybody's on their phone.
Yeah, everybody's okay. on their phone, and I'm just I go in there and I sit down and I just casually start a conversation with somebody like three seats away, and I was just thinking to myself, let's see if I can like engage this person if I don't scare them to death, and we started talking. Next thing you know, we've got like three people in our conversation, four people, five, and most of the class.
Like, what is this conversation?
Yeah, they're like
organic conversation.
But these aren't Snapchats. I don't understand what we're doing right now. And it just evolved and people got more comfortable and eventually I think stepped out of their comfort zone of whatever's in their phone and actually engaging with real life people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do that like on my first day of anything, like whether it was school or like an acting class, whatever it may be, job, I try and avoid my phone as much as possible and just interact with people because that first interaction that you have, I feel can dictate the relationship you have with people. It's so important that first interaction. And I like it to be positive and sincere. So I just started talking to people and it became a conversation, and it didn't feel weird at all.
Was that awkward?
That was not
awkward.
When I
took a gulp of water and it like sounded like we were in an ocean.
It was actually very appropriately placed in my conversation. But yeah, it became something a lot more real, and it was nice to kind of be the icebreaker, I guess, for a small group of people.
Do you think people want to get married in their 20s? Like, do you hear of the people you're friendly with? Do you ever hear someone talk about marriage?
Rarely. Not often at all.
Girls?
I don't hear it from any people.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say I'd hear it more from girls than from guys.
Okay.
But it's not something I hear very often, like outside of like television shows or movies. I don't know if anybody really wants to get married.
Well, what's your deal? Do you date girls often?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not often.
Not often.
Oh my God.
Here and there.
That's awkward.
Is that awkward?
Speaking of awkward. Yeah.
Well, how are we going to move through it? Do we have tools?
Can we like clang the bell every time we say awkward?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Thank you. No, I love being asked that question.
Look, we may not have to be asked it. We can move forward. I mean, there's a fluidity that's happening these days, you know?
There is.
You may feel like you're fluid. Do you have fluids?
I have multiple fluids.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oof.
That would have been the perfect time for your water drop, you know?
Yeah, I'll work on that. So wait, what's the answer?
Yeah, no, so my answer, I generally identify as gay.
Okay.
I have moments where I kind of...
Pockets.
I have pockets.
Pussy pockets.
I have pockets of pussy that I find from time to time. Yeah.
And you're open to it.
I'm open to it. And I enjoy it. It's just, it's generally not my first choice.
Well, you know, we should probably take a quick break. We have Emily posed a question earlier.
I'm going to pose it to you now, and when we come back, we'll see if you know the answer.
Perfect.
Okay. So someone hit us up on Twitter asking us about the term TIFF. Don't you dare.
This is what
don't
we
you
call
come at us with this
a
answer.
Cliffhanger.
He'll say nothing.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I am excited to introduce you to Howl FM. It's the best and most convenient way to listen to all the episodes of OMFG. On the web at howl.fm and on the go with the Howl app, stream and download all the OMFG episodes that have been released for the past 6 months. Go beyond the audio and behind the scenes with photos, commentaries, and more. Go further by upgrading to Howl Premium for only $4.99 a month. Get exclusive access to the entire OMFG archive and to all the Earwolf and Wolfpop archives. This includes all episodes older than 6 months, all remastered with no ads. Only with Howl Premium, listen to hundreds of hours of WTF with Marc Maron archives, hear classic interviews with Robin Williams, Louis C.K., and more. Howl has also partnered with some of your favorite hosts and comedians to develop Howl Originals, brand new shows available only with Howl Premium. Check out the great news stories from Lauren Lapkus and the AV Club right now. Already 10 brand new hilarious Howl Originals, and we are adding new shows every single week. Get access to all of this exclusive content both on your phone and on your desktop with Howl Premium for only $4.99 per month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. Just go to howl.fm and enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember, you can use Howl on your phone or your computer, but you can only use my promo code on howl.fm, the website. So go to howl.fm, that's howl.fm, and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG!
Okay, well, I don't know. I've been just sweating with anticipation.
Welcome back to OMFG, here with Kendall Morrison.
23 years of age.
Here with the burning answer we've all been waiting for.
Bum, bum, bum.
Does he know what does TIFF mean?
He does not.
Oh!
Guttural gut.
What do we do now?
To the gut.
Everybody bury themselves in their phones.
Awkward.
Totally awkward.
We can look this up.
Do you think it's awkward?
Do you want to take a guess at what it might mean?
TIFF. I don't. Is this an acronym?
I'm guessing.
Probably.
It must be, right?
Probably.
Let's see. She made it seem like, what is this new slang?
TIFF.
All in caps. T-I-F-F. So it's probably like an online kind of thing. Like you would leave a comment on someone's picture.
TIFF. Yeah. Like I'm LB.
I have okay. no idea. I'm just guessing.
TIFF.
Well, I thought it was an extension, like a photo file extension. But, right?
Photo.tif. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking it up.
JPEG.
Oh, we never do this. We never
I know, but I mean, now I'm curious.
We've got to know.
We're breaking rules today.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, we got to go to Urban Dictionary. It's like a petty quarrel.
I feel like I should be more help in this area.
Well, you should have.
Should have.
First and foremost, yeah, you should have been more helpful.
Should I just go?
An acronym.
We're going to let it slide.
Okay. Can
it says a spat.
A spat? Oh, a TIFF.
But that's like, that's been in that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be something else.
I don't
else.
Think that's right.
I don't like it.
Come on.
This just well, in.
This just it's in. Our listeners.
From the dawn of time, it's meant to fight.
It's a small little fight. It's not a relationships aren't breaking up. It's a little fight that happened over like a misunderstanding. Like
and they're usually awkward.
Yeah, TIFFs are awkward.
Yeah, like you didn't like put a new roll of toilet paper on.
Right, and then you get into a TIFF.
You get into a TIFF. Yeah,
you know
that makes sense.
Is there anything fresh happening in like in the world that we need to know about, Kendall? Is there anything that you need to share with us?
On the subject, I was just going to say, I think something else that needs to be worked on is like punctuality.
Okay.
And
you were here mad early.
I'm ridiculously early. Mm-hmm. I don't like being late. Yeah. I don't like rushing, especially.
You were here 20 minutes early.
I was here a little bit earlier than that.
Oh my God.
I went and valeted and then walked to Starbucks.
Okay.
And then walked back.
And was like, I'm here. And
yeah.
I was like leaving my, yeah.
I got to get my caffeine. I gotta make sure I know where I'm going. I gotta pee. Like,
so you feel like people are not punctual?
Yes.
Why?
I think that there are much easier ways to, I guess, relieve yourself of a commitment than there once was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that now, so often, you know, 5 minutes before you're supposed to do something with someone, you can text them real quick. Hey, I can't come, or hey, I don't feel good, or I don't think I'm gonna go.
Although that's still a dick move, 5 minutes ahead. I mean, even though you have the ability, it's still dick.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like it happens so often. Like, mm-hmm. And maybe it's just me, but I get like.
Yeah, you might have some flaky friends.
I need to talk to some people that I'm friends with about this. But yeah, I feel like people don't hold commitments like they once did.
Yeah.
And this is just based on what I've been told, because I don't really remember.
Olden times.
A time before cell phones and texting. I slightly do, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, no, that's what we were saying. We said, like, you know, when you had to meet somebody somewhere, you were there.
Yeah.
You were there or you called the police. Like,
right.
They're not, you know.
Right. Like, I mean, you know, I didn't have any part of my schooling with a cell phone. It's not like it just that didn't happen. So it's like, you know, you said that earlier, that like in school you just use your phone. I'm like, what? No, in no world.
Yeah.
There's not a world in which. So that's, it's interesting.
Does anybody else have a fear of checking voicemail?
Oh, I hate it.
What do you mean?
I'll see that I have a voicemail.
Oh, God.
And if it's from somebody I know, I just like, half the time I delete it and don't listen to it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like
what
I don't
are you
like
talking
the
about?
Voicemail. It really I can't explain it, but it really heightens
my. What do
you
think's in there?
I don't think anything in particular. I just if I
it's
didn't answer
to
it.
Me, the voicemail.
Cuz you'd rather just like text me. Don't.
Well, I also hate the phone. I hate talking on the phone.
Okay.
So it's like if there's a voicemail, that means I have to call. It's almost like just a to-do list. It's a nagging little to-do where I'm like, that's the last thing I wanted to do. Like, my therapist called me today and left a message that's like, I need to talk to you about something. Call me back. And I'm just like,
yes.
A, that's horrible. B, no, I'm never going to call you back.
Is this the therapist that has, like, funny ideas? She thinks that you're clairvoyant?
Well, A, I am clairvoyant.
Okay. Well, I have like a lot of suspicion about this therapist. But like, tell me more. Like,
she's an enabler.
She has ideas.
That are correct.
That you're clairvoyant.
About my inner beauty and my pussy pockets.
So what did she specifically say?
That I'm psychic.
Right. Yeah. I don't think that the therapist, but is she psychic?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. How many sessions did it require before she knew you were psychic?
She let me come to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's true. So okay. We can all just live in that.
Accept it.
Just live in my psychicness for a moment.
I feel great about it.
Yeah.
Kendall, where can we find you?
Twitter is at Kendall Morrison. Nice and simple.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. OMFG! Oh! Well, that was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Well, he's a very, very attractive, very sweet, very kind-hearted man.
He's almost like a throwback, I feel like, in some of his...
A little TBT?
Yeah, a little living TBT, IRL TBT, you know? Just kind of his desires for, you know, how we should all communicate and be and... be responsible for ourselves. I think, like, yeah, he's absolutely right. And
well, he's very observant, too. I mean, I've been noticing that, like, you know, I've been going to this exercise class. And when you go to a number of classes, you see the same people there all the time.
Right.
I go in. Everyone of my age or older, we're all chatting. You know, we're all strangers who are like, hey, oh, haha, funny. How's that thing? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, just chatting it up before class.
Yeah.
Even at 6:30 in the morning, you know, just chatting.
Right.
And everyone younger is just sitting there kind of like glowering.
Right.
It's weird.
Scary.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it is a real thing.
So I feel him.
I do too. And I think
I hope he's successful in getting more people to chat with their faces.
I know that I need to stop looking at my phone as I go for it right now, but
it's behind your computer.
Oh, okay, great, thanks. But I do know that, you know, I'm too much with the phone, you know?
Yeah.
As my mom would say.
You can't not be on your phone sometimes.
Right.
But I do always appreciate when my husband is like, put that I'm not going to talk to you until you put that down. And I'm like, okay, noted. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, there are some times when it's just, it shouldn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Wing does this thing, and I don't know what it is, but sometimes I'll ask him a question, and he simply will not answer.
Like, not even acknowledge that you're talking?
And I'm like, did you hear me?
No, that's all men.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, yeah. And I'm just like, but why did
but he always think, has the answer, right?
It's like
he knows what you said.
It's almost as if he thought he answered me,
but
he never answered me.
It drives me cuckoo.
Hey,
yeah.
There's a shout out we gotta give.
Here it comes.
It's to the Juice Man.
What up, Juice Man?
Okay, Juice Man is the dude who makes the hot ass sneakers for the hosts and shows of Earwolf and Wolf Pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He made us shoes.
He made us shoes.
They're gorgeous.
They're amazing.
And apparently we just learned one goes on the wall.
Thank God.
And the other one we get to share.
I'm going to wear it.
Well,
the one shoe at home.
Okay.
And dance around in it.
And then you're going to hand it to me and like the next weekend I get to dance around in it?
Yeah.
Great.
I think we should just, maybe we should hide it in places for each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We should selfie it and picture it, you know.
Right.
Keep the love alive.
Should it be like the roaming gnome?
Yeah.
And just put it in special like locations. If we go on vacation, maybe we should have it with us and like.
Mm-hmm, we can geo hunt for it.
Obviously always put it in your like, your baggage that goes on the plane with you because you don't want it to get stolen, you know?
Let's not be stupid about it.
Let's just not be stupid about it.
Well, thank you, Juice Man. We were so touched for our shoes.
They're pink and they say OMFG all over them and they're beautiful.
We love them. Thank you so much.
Touched AF. Fire. Okay. You guys can find us at OMFG Pod. I am Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
Hey.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thanks so much. And thanks for all the love on iTunes and everywhere else. Bye.
Bye.
Face it, movie fans, you might have a 96-inch TV, a deluxe Dolby surround sound THX audio guy, a Blu-ray player, a Green-ray player, and all the fixins, but no matter how immersive your home entertainment center is, you'll never know what it's like to be inside the film. Well, on the podcast I Was There Too, featuring me, Matt Gourley, I interview the lucky people who managed to get inside the movie. Not in an inner space sort of shrink-down way, but they're actors who played small roles in iconic scenes from classic movies and TV shows, like Alien, Speed, Clueless, Star Wars movies, and more, in clips like this.
He goes, I drove Harrison Ford on the third Raiders picture, right? Harrison Ford would smoke a bone on the way to the set every day.
Right? Oh, and back, yeah, of course he would, yeah.
And one day I go to pick him up at the Savoy, and he comes out with a saucepan with a lid on it. He goes, I ran out of papers. So he's heated up the dope, you see, in the saucepan and cooked it. So he opens up the saucepan and goes like this. And like just sticks his head in it.
So listen to I Was There Too today on iTunes, Howl, wolfpop.com, or your favorite podcast app. It's the next best thing to tronning yourself inside the movie, or last action heroing yourself, or pleasant villing yourself. You know what? Pick your reference. I Was There Too. Catch the action.
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop. Pop.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.